still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild and me in dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed
to taste. Good morning.
So
welcome to January 3rd, 2024. And Matt Nair on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yes, we have some changes we want to share with you, as evidenced by Calvin's bumpin' music there by Mr. David Bowie.
David Bowie's our new co-host.
He is, yes, our third co-host. Yeah. Our beloved colleague and friend, Kristen Bry, has taken a new opportunity, which she is going to be able to tell you about in the coming weeks. So keep following Kristen and As Goes Wisconsin on all your social media platforms. Mm-hmm. She is still there, and it's not our place to share the details of her next adventure. So, but she will be updating you as she can. So again, continue to follow Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, on all your social medias. And otherwise, it's like springing someone else's surprise, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was going to treat it like a wrestling thing where I was like, oh, listen here, brother. But I got shut down because I wanted some pomp and dramatics, but they're like, no, let's just make an announcement.
Because we're friends.
I know.
We're all really good friends, yeah. And I mean that most sincerely. We just had lunch on Friday.
And I didn't have lunch on Friday.
Kristen and I had lunch on Friday, and I got to hold baby Frankie. And by the way, she did tell me, because I read Baby Bubbles, that I'm her favorite person at Civic Media, so the competition is over.
I never entered this competition to begin with. This was a weird competition between you and program director Catherine.
There's this unspoken rivalry.
I got a dog. I don't care about anybody else right now. I mean, I care about Frankie Lou, and I care about Kristen, and I care about Mike, but I want to cuddle my dog right now.
Okay, so that's fine.
But yeah, so there's the news.
Well, that is the news, and we wish her well. This is a very, very happy parting.
Yes.
There is no animosity. There are no bad feelings.
Nope.
I have always only wanted what is best for her, and now with the baby and other changes in her life, she has just found an opportunity that is going to be a little bit of a better fit for her.
Exactly.
So we're very excited for her. I'm going to miss her. I love her.
And
wish her all the best.
So welcome to
Matt Nair on air.
Oh.
Okay, this was an emergency branding meeting yesterday. Because this kind of happened quickly in the background. I always like to talk about live radio. If you ever worked in community theater, which I did for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And I love community theater, but it's all volunteer for the most part.
Yep.
And it's always like there's a fire going on behind the scenes, and yet you're still putting on a good show.
Yeah.
In the front of the house.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what live radio is like.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were some title choices.
Yes.
I came up with a couple. Insane in the Mem Jane. That was one of mine.
Didn't even make the
whiteboard.
No. Didn't even make the whiteboard.
No. I was told to get coffee.
If you have suggestions.
Oh, man.
Because this is kind of a working title, Matt Nair on Air. If you have suggestions, let us know. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Thank you. Keep them clean.
I was going to say, we are still, even though it's a new name, we are still beholden to FCC.
We are.
Rules and regulations.
Very much so.
Text us.
Yeah.
Please.
Text us. Give us a call. Again, 844-967-2789.
And just because it's a new name, doesn't mean you can't download that Civic Media app.
You can take it everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
It is the appiest of apps.
It's like an appy meal.
It is.
It's an appy meal of information.
You can listen to all the shows across the entire Civic Media network.
Mm-hmm.
It has that instantaneous text and call. So handy.
Genius.
It is so genius.
Pure genius.
And by the way, if you normally like to watch us on the live stream, that has changed a little bit too.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for us, you will find us at Civic Media's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter feeds.
Yes. And look, if you don't
Matt,
know it,
look for Matt Nair on air.
If you don't know what Twitter is, it's now called X, because a guy who made some cars was like, I want to spend some money. Point is, you can still find us. And I see people watching us on the live stream right now.
Oh, they hello, found us.
Hello, live stream people.
Oh, how nice.
Say hello to us in the comments. What do you hear from the people?
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And again, Just so there's no confusion about anything, we love Kristen. We're very happy for her. We're very excited for her. And it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great for everybody.
So we're not going to change things too considerably here.
We send kisses.
We do send kisses, absolutely.
To Kristen, to Mike, and to baby Frankie.
And to baby Frankie, always, always, always. We send kisses to you, too.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, it depends. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY! If you would like to have a suggestion for the show title, because again, this just came up kind of quickly. Kind of a quick branding meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Throwing things at the wall. Let's see what happens. Let's see what can stick.
We call it Pasta on the Wall with Jane Matinee.
Fancy Brian Kelly and I were texting last night because I brought up, he has a list of 30 songs about Jane.
Yeah. There's an album called Songs About Jane.
I did not know
Maroon 5's first album is called Songs About Jane.
I knew Jane from Starship. I knew Sweet Jane from Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Lady Jane from the Rolling Stones. That was about it. And I started looking through this list of Jane songs and reading the lyrics, and it's like, geez, are they all drug dealers and prostitutes?
Okay.
It's like, wow, where's the happy Jane songs?
There's a band of rappers. They're Irish ladies. They're called House of Jane.
I like that.
Anyone who grew up in the 90s gets that reference. You didn't.
I didn't.
Never mind. Okay. It's fine.
Was it important?
No. It was
something crucial.
I'm just trying to uphold the title I was given last week of being the funny one on this show. Seriously, you have the charm and the brains and the face. Everything I lack, I make up for in humor. It's like when you're like, oh, what does he look like? He's got a nice personality.
He's a wonderful personality. Like, okay, you would love Greg Buck.
Great.
Brady is checking in on the stream. Brady Coulthard says, I love the title. Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Brady. We appreciate that. If you want to check in with your suggestions, if you have some rhymey words, Brian and I spent 20 minutes last night just sharing different words that rhyme with Jane.
Dorks.
I know. We have no lives.
I'm really upset that I wasn't included in this.
It just kind of popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, okay.
Steven from Green Bay is on the line, who I believe is the one who dubbed you the funny one.
Yeah!
Good morning, Steven. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
is that my new name when I call, the one that dubbed Greg Buck the funny one?
You are the one. Yes.
Okay. I have a name, and let me just tell you, I recently have been trying to do the same thing because I'm starting my own podcast. That's one of the things I'm doing in 2024, and that's kind of my activism part of me is I'm going to be starting my own podcast.
Good for you.
So I was been doing the same thing. I'm like, what am I going to call myself? That, you know, people haven't already done. I don't want to take someone else's name. But for you, because of the platform you kind of talk about, I think Progress with Jane Matinee would be cool.
I don't hate that.
That's not bad.
Progress with Jane Matinee. You think it would look good on a t-shirt?
Yeah, I mean, you could put that on a t-shirt.
You can make a can of soup. You can make it a can of soup. And
we got to have... Right? We got to have merch, Steven. We're always looking for a merch idea.
The right is always calling themselves patriots. So, I mean, if they can call themselves patriots, I don't think August is a bad thing.
All right.
I appreciate that.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Steven. Have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
We have some texts here. A bunch of them, actually. 920, listening to WGBW. I love Matt and Air on the Air. Another one from the 515 listening right here, WAUK. New name, Faces of the News. I know. That sounds like a heady 70s, like you'd be sitting on chairs on TV smoking, going, welcome to Faces of the News. Tonight we have the Undersecretary of Agriculture.
Yes.
It'd be a 2-hour conversation.
Right. Just about that. I think I lack the gravitas for Faces of the News.
I think you get angry at them after a while. I think you would just be like, say something that matters. 541 Andrew from Maine listening to WAUK. Will Kristen be dropping by still? We don't know. We'll see. I mean, this is all new stuff for, so we won't say yes, we won't say no. We'll say
she's always certainly welcome to.
The future is unknown. Pants Party with Insane Jane. Thank you very much, 414.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Pants Party with Insane Jane.
Pants Party with Insane Jane. If I had a music show from 7 to midnight, is when I started in radio, I wanted to be the cool rock chick. Unfortunately, I was neither cool nor a rock chick, which is how I ended up doing mornings because I just wasn't cool. If I had a cool 7 to midnight music show, I would do Pants Party with Insane Jane.
I think the fact that you wanted to call it Pants Party with Insane Jane is why you went to mornings. Sane on the Air rhymes with your name. That's from the 715, Pat. And then finally, 608, listening to WFHR. This is coming from Laura in Rapids. Complain with Jane.
Oh, Laura.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
What'd you do, Laura?
That could be the whole second hour.
What'd you do, Laura?
We have somebody else checking in on the live stream. And by the way, the show is streaming live just on different platforms. You want to find civicmedia.us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have another comment. Mark Kuchler says, to paraphrase the Bard, a show by any other name would be as sweet.
Wow.
Aww.
See, you're the sweet one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the funny one.
Only until you get to know us a little bit better.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, Greg, he's the loud one.
No, you're the funny one. That's fine. If you have any other suggestions, please text him in, call him in. 844-967-2789. Coming up, Dan Schaefer is going to be here from the wonderful Recombobulation area. We're going to be talking about a number of things, including the new sales taxes have begun in Milwaukee County, in the city of Milwaukee, which was part of the budget deal and the shared revenue deal. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and also the redistricting cases. Very, very important. We'll see how much that can move along.
Let's hopefully it moves along at a nice pace.
At a
wonderful pace.
When we return, Aaron Rodgers, you're such a...
You're something.
You are, and we'll have all
you
the
are
details.
A pile of something.
When we return, stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair in the big chair. Greg Bach with me.
Matt Nair in the big chair on air.
Oh, Greg Bach with me in our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. We've got Calvin on the board, and we'd love to hear from you. Call or text 844-967-2789. If you're watching on the live stream, you can find us on Civic Media's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages. Big announcement at the top of the show. Kristen has received another opportunity, which is going to work out really well for her and her husband and little baby Frankie. We're very excited for her. We love her. We're going to miss her. We're still very good friends. I know you and Kristen are good friends.
Yes, indeed.
I'm very, very good friends with Kristen. So this is not
goodbye.
This is not acrimonious in any stretch by any stretch of the imagination. It really isn't. So we're delighted for her. We're delighted for us. And are grateful to have you along. So we were taking some of your recommendations. We had kind of a real quickly put together meeting yesterday on what are we going to call this? And so Matt Nair on air was the determination, but this is a working title at this point. So we're taking your suggestions. If you have an idea for a different name for the show, texter from the 414 says, yay, Jane finally headlines her own show. Congratulations. If not permanent, here's my top of the head suggestion. Jane's World.
Jane's World.
Jane's World.
That makes me Garth. Or call myself Gregorth. That's dumb. I'm sorry, everybody.
That's it. I'll be listening. Best of luck from Eric of Tosa.
Aww,
thank you
nice.
So very much, Eric. Really appreciate that.
We got a couple good ones here.
Oh, good.
First one, 262, listening on WAUK right now. Thank you for listening. I love Matinair on the Air, or Forward with Jane Matinair. I put that in.
Forward with Jane Matinair?
Yeah,
I like that.
And here's one I'm less excited about.
Okay.
Andrew from Maine said, the Wisco Beauty and the Laughing Beast. So I don't see that as a compliment.
You don't find that even moderately amusing?
You were called beautiful. I was called a beast. And not like in beast mode, like I'm going to spike a football. Like,
you don't know.
Take
that.
The kids away. That hunk of hair is coming towards us.
That is not Andrew's intention.
Yeah, okay.
I can just tell by the way he typed it out.
I can tell. Andrew from Maine, I can tell.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you have a suggestion for the show name. Right now, Matinair on Air is what we're going to go with. So Dan Schaefer is coming up in a little bit at 10:33. We did want to take a moment. Oh, man.
Why?
Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
Why do you have to be such a pill?
He's a POS, a piece of something.
He is he's a pill.
This is what happens when bored rich guys don't have to work.
Aaron Rodgers was on some ESPN show.
The Pat McAfee show.
Oh, he's like the only person that he talks to.
It's like Joe Rogan's, but more sports.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
So he's on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. And apparently Aaron Rodgers and talk show host Jimmy Kimmel had been having some back and forths, I assume, about the COVID vaccine.
Correct.
And all of that stuff. So they're not necessarily fans of one another. And now the Jeffrey Epstein list of all of the people who flew on his private planes to his private islands is supposed to be getting released, I thought, this week.
Okay.
This week.
We'll see.
And Aaron Rodgers said that he kind of implied that Jimmy Kimmel is on this list.
He straight out said it.
Of people who went to Jeffrey Epstein's island where there was lots of sex trafficking going on and sex with underage girls and things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, said Aaron, who are hoping that list doesn't come out.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, if it comes out, I will definitely be popping some sort of bottle in celebration. Mr. Kimmel was not happy.
He's a comedian, but he does not take well to things like this.
No, he really doesn't.
No.
Dear A-hole, for the record, I have not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brained wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court.
Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. I mean, talk about classlessness. I mean, this was a guy who a few years ago was just seen as the epitome of an athlete, like not just a player, but just a cool guy who seemed to just get along with people, upright citizen, all that kind of thing. I mean, And he's just fallen so hard because for just the douchiest causes. He just sounds like just that douchebag. He sounds like your sister's boyfriend. You're like, I just don't want to talk to him. Right. Don't bring him to Thanksgiving.
Don't make me sit next to him, right? Because he drives me crazy.
Yeah. He's saying nothing of value, but because he is who he is, he gets a giant platform. And he influences people, and he's like, well, Aaron Rodgers thinks so. Like, why not? Current Packer player and former Rodgers teammate David Bakhtiari also fired back at Kimmel after Kimmel fired back at Rodgers, saying, tell me you're on the Jeffrey Epstein client list without telling me you're on the Jeffrey Epstein client list. First of all, too long, bro. Just do it. He's also, I believe, I think he deleted that tweet because he probably saw that there's actionable claims there.
Yes.
At the very least, press some charges.
Yes.
Even doesn't go anywhere. But why? Why are you doing that, man? Why would you say that about a person who does? I mean,
because he and Aaron are best buds.
Ugh.
So he's got to come to Aaron's defense.
Find new friends, David.
Well, again, Aaron Rodgers, just go and to go and hide in a dark place for another 3 days and have another cleanse. What didn't he do that not too long ago?
He does cleanses. He eats mud. He I don't know. He
he eats mud.
I think his ex-fiance did. She like would eat mud as part.
There's
of
actually
like
a there is a condition for that for people who
dating Aaron Rodgers.
For no, that's a whole separate category. But for people who ingest dirt, and mud, there is an actual term for that.
Weird.
It's not that.
Okay.
All right. Greg's medical diagnosis.
I don't know. I'm ferociously disappointed at this.
Like with Rodgers.
Yeah.
I am too.
Because just because you disagree with a vaccination opinion, no need to make these claims. And that's the thing is, Epstein is that divisive where people will come after you if they even think that you are a part of it.
Not everyone.
That's why Kimmel said this has put my family in danger.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And quite frankly, there are a whole bunch of people who should not be throwing stones because I think the bipartisan number of men who have gone on his planes to his island is going to be shocking on both sides.
Yep.
On both sides. All right, stay with us. When we return, we are going to recombobulate with the one and only Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. To Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special guest with us in studio. Retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith is here. Good morning, Admiral. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We were talking the earlier half hour, just recapping what happened on the January 6th, 3 years ago, the anniversary, the third anniversary is tomorrow, and talking about essentially what went down that day and how different sides are playing this differently. Some call the people who, some of the 700 people who have now been jailed are patriots, and others call them criminals. And we did want to clarify something, Greg Buck.
Yeah, so I looked at the transcript. Former President Trump did say peacefully in his speech.
Before they marched to the Capitol.
Before he did it, but does not absolve him of his responsibility.
Well, I just think it's important that if we make an error, because Gary from Sussex is the one who pointed that out, if we make an error, I want to make sure that we own it.
Yeah.
And acknowledge it. So that's where we are with that. Admiral Mike Smith is a retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral in the Navy for over 30 years, completed combat tours in Desert Storm, Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraqi Freedom. He founded and led the National Security Leaders for Biden in 2020, an independent, nonpartisan advocacy group, including over 1,100 former senior national security Republicans, Democrats, and independents. So, Admiral Smith, I know that you've been speaking, you've been doing several speaking engagements, and you're very concerned about the upcoming presidential election in November. What are your biggest concerns?
You know, I think my biggest concern is that we've got to communicate to the American people the existential threat that Donald Trump poses to American democracy. This is not a simple election of policy differences between parties. This is the future of the American Republic as we know it.
I'm sure you have seen the Project 2025 website, which kind of lays out what would be the actions of the next, if there would be another Trump administration. And at least from what I have gathered from that, is it would fundamentally change the way our government works.
Absolutely. I mean, if you take the whole spectrum of what he tried to do his first administration, which thankfully there were barriers in place and people, responsible people, who told him no. Now add those efforts where there will not be guardrails to these new initiatives that they're trying to do. The vetting that you have to pass before you're even put forward as a potential political appointee, he's going to be surrounded by people who will just say yes.
Yes.
Who have no moral compass and who are, and look at the fact that the ideas that Donald Trump has proposed, like suspending the Constitution, or as you're talking about, the insurgents of 6 January were found guilty in a court of law. That's the rule of law. You can't go and just absolve these criminals and say, oh, they're not guilty. Either you support the rule of law or you don't, and you're the president.
It must be more than disheartening for someone who has been in service and serving our country for all of these years to hear some of our lawmakers now try and whitewash what occurred that day and call these people patriots. I can't imagine your level of frustration.
It's absolutely disgusting. At the end of the day, what is that doing? That's normalizing the use of violence in an election if you happen to be the loser and you don't like the results. You know that it's okay because eventually you'll just be pardoned. That's not what America's about. It's free and open elections, and we accept that, all right, I lost. I'll come back and try again next time.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's mm-hmm. supposed to work.
And I remember very clearly also shortly after the election, there were some members of Congress saying, he just needs to get used to the idea. Don't worry, he's going to leave. He just needs a little time. Let's give him a little more time to accept the fact that he lost. Like he's a third grader.
Right. And I'll tell you, that's why I'm here. Now, I helped run and founded the National Leaders for Biden in 2020. We thought that our efforts to help defeat Trump would end our organization. But as he spewed these lies about the election, and at the events of 6 January, we realized we needed to stick together. Now we're National Leaders for America, and the idea is we have to defend the future of democracy. Democracy literally is on the ballot this year, and we've got to make sure the American people understand that.
If you're just joining us, this is Matt Nair on air. Our special guest is retired Navy Admiral Michael Smith, who is very concerned about what's going to happen after the next presidential election coming our way in November. Admiral Smith, you're working with a bipartisan group now. This is not, you're not just working with Democrats, some of these other leaders in these organizations. You're working with Democrats and Republicans and independents.
Absolutely. Our mission is to defend democracy. So we are going to oppose candidates who are anti-democratic. We're going to oppose voting rights efforts to that will counter the free elections or your ability to vote. So we are not associated with a party. In fact, we were involved in the midterms, and Georgia is a great example. We went against Herschel Walker because he was an election denier, mm-hmm. and he was absolutely anti-democratic, and we couldn't let him in the Senate. We did not get involved in the governor's race because Governor Kemp was pro-democracy. So we're not associated with any party. We're associated with a mission to defend democracy.
Admiral Smith, what then do you think, because there are Trump supporters, MAGA Republicans, who will never admit to any of this. Is it what they're watching? Is it what they're not watching? How can we get through to those people who are just adamant in their support and their denial in some instances of what we all saw happen with our own eyes?
Jane, I'll tell you that for my organization, we're not going to try and change their minds. There's a solid 30% of the Republican Party that you can't change their minds. So we are going to go after the undecided voter. We're going to try and convince them, the average American, frankly, that is spent the last 3 years not really paying attention to Donald Trump, sort of forgetting about him, going about their daily lives, going to work, raising a family, not really looking at politics like we do and the not aware of the news cycle. We're going after those people to remind them of what he did. 6th January just happens to be the most visible aspect of his strategy to undermine that fair election. As you're seeing recently, all these fake elector plots, you know, that was also part of his same strategy. I mean, your own senator is alleged to have tried to contact then Vice President Pence and deliver these false documents to try and overthrow an election. So we've got to get to the average American who just isn't tuned into that right now and convince them of the dangers.
And I'm glad you brought up the Ron Johnson incident, if you will, or the attempt. We were talking about it earlier. And to me, it's shocking that these individuals who are involved in this, whether it be lawyers, whether it be fake electors, they're all working. They're now working with the government to take down the big fish. But there is also no punishment involved either. They're getting away with essentially, you know, doing traitorous acts against the country. And in Wisconsin alone, we have a man who's still sitting on the election commission who was a part of this, and he's not being fired. He's not being
fined or anything.
They're saying, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's, you know, it's he knows what he did. He won't get dessert. I just find that crazy that there is no punishment for these individuals whatsoever, and they get to keep their jobs. They get to keep doing what they're doing.
You know, I certainly at the end of the day, I have to have faith in the prosecutors. Yeah. And they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
As long as we keep getting these new information from those folks who were the fake electors themselves.
Yeah.
And they give us more information that we can use against Donald Trump, that we can demonstrate why he's a threat. These were from the people that at that time were willing to support him. Mm-hmm. And they were willing to do these illegal acts. You can't say that's disinformation. He can't blame the other guys on creating that. That's what he was doing. And he supported, and his lieutenants supported. And so as long as we can get that information from them, from these individuals, maybe that'll be the benefit of this.
Retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith is here talking about the upcoming presidential election and the particular threat that the former president poses to our democracy. I think you made a really good point, Admiral, about, and we talk about this all the time, we swim in politics. That's where we live, and so we're probably hyper-focused on these things. And I can appreciate where, for people who don't swim where we swim, you can miss some of the details. You're going on with your life. You have kids. You have college. You have a job. You have older parents. So what can we do to break through other than just do reminders?
You know, I think this show and what you're doing here and the playing the statements that Mitch McConnell himself made, so no one can say that's the one party or the other. You know, this is what we have to do. And traditionally, folks aren't going to pay attention until the summer. This is such a big threat. We've got to get them paying attention now. You know, often the primaries are just by the real base of the party. And then not until the general election do the millions of Americans start to pay attention. We've got to get their attention now. And I think what you're doing here, the other groups that are out there right now working on this, this is what we have to do.
Well, and I think, too, it's important for people to remember the number of people in the former Trump administration. And again, he promised us he would surround himself with only the best people, all the best people. And a vast majority of those people who either left or were fired or resigned have come out and said he is not qualified and should never again be anywhere near the Oval Office. People from within his own administration that he handpicked. That should be telling.
Absolutely. And that's the message we've got to get out there.
No, I agree. I think it goes back to also to the idea of what you were saying, Admiral, which is we have to also just let go of a certain people. I have friends who are like, how can I like get my uncle or my grandpa? It's like, just stop for a little bit. Like you're not going to get them to change their mind at this point. You've given them all the evidence. You've given them all the information. It's time to just start talking to the people who aren't paying attention at all. And, you know, don't respond to your uncles. Like literally, I have those people in my family.
Sure.
I had to tell myself, they're never going to agree with me. They're never going to believe me. So it's just time to move on to other individuals or other things.
Retired Rear Admiral of the Navy, Michael Smith, is with us. Tomorrow is the third anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. We have just a couple of minutes left. Calvin, do we still have those clips from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson? This is what he said initially, a short time, I believe it was 2021, about the attack on the U.S. Capitol. U.S. Senator, Republican of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
I knew those are people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, would never do anything to break a law. And so I wasn't concerned. Now, had the tables been turned, Joe, this could be in trouble. Had the tables been turned and President Trump won the election, and those were tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters, I might have been a little concerned.
So a couple of things I take away from there is
so much going on with that statement.
He just admitted that President Biden won the election, essentially.
Strike one.
And these are patriots. They love their country. Then we have a clip from Senator Johnson about a year later talking about the same thing.
You had once said that you once just described January 6th and what happened at the Capitol that day as a peaceful protest. And what happened on the Senate side of the Capitol was more peaceful than anything else. We've seen video of a senator running down the hallway. We've seen videos of people breaking windows. We've seen some violent video even on the Senate side of the Capitol. Do you still stand by your statement?
Well, first of all, I don't think you're quoting me accurately. You'd have to take the entire context. What I did say, I wasn't personally scared on January 6th because we were immediately locked in the Senate. My assumption was there a couple of crazy people got bad security. You know, we were in the Senate for no more than 5 or 10 minutes, and we ushered out a back step. I went back to my office. Then I turned on the TV. Then I saw the violence. I condemned it immediately. I condemned it forcefully. I've condemned it repeatedly, as I condemned the violence that occurred during the 570 riots during the summer of 2020.
We are going to impose on Admiral Michael Smith and see if you could stay with us for one more break.
Sure, absolutely.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're going across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You do have to recognize it, that we got back in session within, 6 or 7 hours?
Diamonds.com.
This is the Shaw.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin's on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to our special guest, retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith, who has elected to graciously share his time with us for another segment. We're talking about tomorrow being the third anniversary of the attack on the Capitol, the third anniversary of January 6th. And Admiral Smith has been talking to groups, essentially trying to explain why a second administration under Donald Trump would be seriously damaging to our country.
Absolutely. I think we've got to be able to help them see that he has to be stopped. Donald Trump can never be allowed to return to the Oval Office again.
And the number, again, I go back to the number of people who served in his administration who have now come out and said the same thing should be telling. Are they all just sore losers? Is that what people think?
I just think Donald Trump repeats lies so often that they just become reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really tried and true propaganda tactic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, if you take a look at what he's done, this is exactly what you do for propaganda.
Yeah.
And his core base believes everything he's saying. You know, I think you may have mentioned, but the recent poll that the Washington Post and University of Maryland came out where a quarter of the Americans believe the FBI was responsible for instigating 6th January events. Oh, my God, really? Well, because Trump keeps saying that, and we've got to break through and convince at least the people that are influenceable that those are just lies.
You know, Jane read just a portion of your CV of what you've done for this country. You know, on paper, you should be the person who these individuals, because you fought for America, you've defended our freedom. You've done all the things that they think is important, and yet you come to them with a message saying, no, this man is dangerous to our freedom. How do you deal with individuals who claim to be so loving of this country, but will say probably to your face in loud tones that you are wrong, even though you are the one who has laid it on the line for this nation? You know, I just imagine like they must love you in what you're doing, but as soon as you speak against what they love, that's it. You don't know America. You're not a patriot. I don't know how do you deal with that as a person.
You know, I've always felt that that's great. At the end of the day, that's what I was serving our country with.
Yeah.
So you have the freedom to speak.
Exactly.
You know, not Donald Trump, who wants to suspend the Constitution, mm-hmm. who wants to send Black Hawk helicopters over peaceful protesters to intimidate them. Come forward. You don't agree with me? I'm happy for you to tell me you don't agree with
me.
You know, at the end of the day, that's what a free and open election is about. You vote your way, I vote my way. Both of our votes count. But you don't abrogate the entire voting of millions of people because it didn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Yeah.
And that is something also I think is worth reminding people of. Donald Trump has a history of claiming people cheat even before the votes are cast. He said Ted Cruz cheated when he won the Iowa caucus. Hillary Clinton was going to cheat even though she lost. Everybody cheats. Everybody's going to cheat.
He says
it's all rigged. It's all rigged before it ever happens
exactly.
to set the table so that when he can come, and then he can come back and say, see, I was right. I lost. They cheated.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be the most frightening general election we've had for that reason. He is already going to be establishing that as his answer, no matter how the election goes. How do we prevent that from happening? What are we going to do to make sure we don't have another January 6th when Trump loses again?
I truly don't. That's the thing is I don't know. And if it happened, like we were talking about before the show today, you know, he set the bar low. That means someone can make it lower. And if January 6th happened once, it can happen again. And I think what you were talking about before, Admiral, is we have to inform the people. We have to have those conversations, difficult as they may be, or interrupt people's convenience as they may be. It's important to discuss it, because if we don't, then we're going to be staring down a very bleak future, which I don't want to end the show on either, you know?
Well, no, I understand. But I'm curious, Admiral, when you heard those two clips that we played from Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson, on the one hand going, they were peaceful protesters, it was fine. And then a year later, it's like, no, I condemned it immediately. He's not alone in these kinds of flip-flops. What do you think about those kinds of politicians who do that?
You know, look at what everybody said the day after the 6th January events, all of them to a person. You know, they're frightened. They were scared. Their families were scared. It was wrong. A week later or weeks later, all of those people changed. Suddenly you have McCarthy going down to Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes a politician worried about their power and retaining power, and it's self-interest over country. Donald Trump represents self-interest over country, and he has all of these supporters that are doing the same thing. It's disgusting. That's why my organization's not just trying to defeat Donald Trump. We have to defeat others below him, down ballot, senators and congressmen who are going to try and do the same thing back in D.C. We've got to return to the good old days when we just worried about, I don't like your policies. You know, but right now we are not there.
No. We're absolutely not. No. Give us the name again of your organization, Admiral Smith.
It's National Security Leaders for America.
Retired Rear Admiral Michael Smith has been our guest. He's been in the Navy for over 30 years with combat tours in Desert Storm, Bosnia, Kosovo, Iraqi Freedom, commanded at all operational levels. Again, a number of combat tours. He was awarded the Bronze Star for action during combat. Looking at your resume, Admiral Smith, if only you had had a little motivation, you might have actually accomplished something.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, Admiral.
Thank you for what you're doing. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Stay close. We have news coming up very shortly, followed by the wonderful Todd Allbaugh program. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend. And we hope that you have a chance to find some joy today and you get the opportunity to share it. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.